This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so President Trump, I'll just bottom line it here, showing a weakness. Extending those Chinese tariffs, giving them another 90-day extension.
Yeah. I mean, that criticism can be made. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not his fault, though. Let me tell you why. And maybe the only fault here is picking the fight when he did. Cheryl Cassone nailed it this morning. And she said, look, the reason for this is simple. Rare earth minerals. Mm-hmm. China said, okay, you want to play hardball? All right, well, we'll just cut off the rare earth minerals. This is what they've been building up to for years. And it wasn't through a small amount of effort either. They've been buying up rare earth minerals mines all over the world. Well, remember Trump's other humiliation when he said, you know, after we caught them bringing two very deadly bioweapons into this country back to back, one of them would eliminate, it was a kind of blight that could kill off all of our crops, but also cause death. Liver failure, organ failure, and sterilization. So that was fun. We caught one of their Chinese, you know, their students bringing that in. And we caught another one going after clearly the other side. It was a weaponized ringworm to kill our livestock. That's war. And he said, fine, we're done. I'm pulling the 500,000 visas. And China said, fine, we'll just go ahead and pull the rare earth minerals then. And he immediately reversed himself, Trump did, and said, no, I guess I'll allow the 500,000 visas. Good. Those are soldiers trying to kill us. We don't have a choice. Democrats did this to us. We used to be the number one miner and exporter of rare earth minerals, if you can believe that, that long time ago, back in the 50s. And we hadn't opened a plant in 70 years. Trump just opened one. Keep in mind, when you go back to Bohai Harvest, Hunter Biden's enterprise, they were getting cut in on these Chinese deals all over the world. So they'd cut Hunter in, he'd get 0.5%. Bohai would. It might be natural gas plant they're buying somewhere. It might be rare earth minerals they're buying somewhere. And Hunter, Jill, Joe, I don't know, whoever operated the auto pen knew what they had to do. They shut down America's mines. They shut down one for 20 years. We need legislation to open it back up. We still don't have that yet because Republicans, I don't know what they do up there. But Trump finally just managed to open a mine. But we have nothing to bargain with because Democrats put this off limits. I mean, the mine we just opened, the first in 70 years, Lee, they applied for the permit 14 years ago. Yeah. Let that sink in.
Exactly.
So straightening all this out and getting the upper hand with China, and listen to what China did. Then they came back after they pulled their rare earth minerals, without which our auto manufacturers at the time they did it, were going to have to stop production by midsummer. They came back and said, you know what, we'll let your top three auto manufacturers have their rare earth minerals, but everybody else gets cut off just as a punishment for daring to question us. I don't think America's going to like it very much when China is the world's lone superpower. I think it's going to really suck.
Yeah.
So
To put it lightly.
So that's where we are right now. And this idea that we can just go ahead and close the last coal plant – which is scheduled to close by 2030. There will be no more coal when Barack Obama got started, was fully 40% of our energy load. This is why we can't manufacture here. And Americans have been brainwashed. They absolutely brainwashed with two really stupid things. Oh, Americans won't do that work. We have to bring people in. Lie. No, you're only hiring foreigners. So you don't have to pay taxes. Next. What's the other lie? Well, we can't make stuff here in America. We can't. I got this stupidity sent to me by members of this audience. You should know better. On the text line. Oh, we can't make Apple phones here. Yes, we can. But we got to get the energy prices down. And we can. That's where we've got it over China. And so this is going to be a fight, okay? But it's glorious. Trump administration has, in 6 months, greenlit four major coal projects, drawing a brilliant contrast to the energy-unfriendly Biden administration. He's going back through and going, no, we're going to reopen all of this. We've got a lot of idled coal plants that there's nothing wrong with them. They just couldn't meet the energy standards that the Democrats fakely created. Earlier this week, listen to this, the Trump administration approved a permit to increase coal mining by greenlighting Montana's Rosebud Mine, which the Department of the Interior says enables the recovery of 33.75 million tons of federal coal and extends the mine's operation through 2039. Other sites opened up, including Hurricane Creek Mining in Tennessee. Project administration says it could produce 1.8 million tons of coal over the next 10 years. Navajo Transitional Energy Company, Montana, another 39.9 million. We have to do all of this. People need to wake the heck up and understand China is grabbing, Lee, every energy source it can. Nuclear, coal, natural gas, whatever. They're even going with their, you know, playing with hydrogen. They're doing whatever they can do because this is a flat out race to the end. And we need to be in it. So, I mean, I've been getting texts from people like, well, you know what we should do? Coal's too dirty. We should do nuclear. No, 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 no. We do it all.
Yes.
And
yes.
We go like our lives depend on it.
Because they do.
Because they do. And we had the multi-billionaire Mark Andreessen, who was the guy who, you know, switched. He was a Democrat's, one of their biggest donors, $86 million, switched and donated to Trump. And he said, listen, you don't understand. When Chinese write AI and they dominate the world through chips and servers and things, you got to understand their culture is going to be the one projected into this country. They will rule us that way. You're not going to like it. And I want to replay this. This is Energy Secretary Chris Wright talking about this problem earlier this year.
President Trump got elected to lower energy prices, reindustrialize America, bring jobs and opportunity back to our country. And he is pursuing that agenda aggressively. And energy plays a big part in that. You know, last 4 years, we saw over a 25% rise in electricity prices, but no increase in the production of electricity. Now we have the AI race in full steam that we cannot lose. We must stay ahead of China. And what does it take to win in AI? A lot more American energy. So we're going to grow American energy production of all forms across the country, keep electricity prices in check, and stay ahead and win the AI race.
Now, here's the flip side.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facilities, and the new thorium, or if that ever scales, that they're considering rolling out in addition to what they've already planned to roll out. So in the next 15 years, China is adding 5 Americas
yes.
in electricity production capacity. And if everything gets automated, factories are automated, AI becomes the great accelerant of the global economy, China is hugely advantaged relative to where we sit today. What do we need to do about it?
Well, this is if you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity.
So China's adding 4 Americas in the next 10 years worth of energy. And our plan is to shut down energy production. We were going the opposite direction.
With no replacement in sight.
No, it's solar or something. Which, you know, Google Spain, see how that worked out. Go ahead and see how that works. It doesn't. And this is why it all comes together. They just had that hearing in the Senate about China is the one in our universities that's been funding all these global warming studies. And they're also funding all of the Democrat legal groups who then take those fake bogus studies into court and argue for all kinds of shutdown. They'll be trying to stop Trump from reviving coal. Well, who will be paying for that? China. Partnered again with the Democrat Party. We find China and Democrats partnered everywhere. I mean, I lose track of all the places and ways they're partnered. So this is the fight of our time. Trump gets it. But I wanted people to understand this literally caused our humiliation again on the national stage this week as we've had to extend the tariffs on China. We should be on a full-on trade war with them, shutting them down, pushing them out of all these other countries, but we can't because we need them for rare earth minerals. And it all ties together. So.
Well, it's just so sad, the short-sightedness of our government. And that's both Democrats and Republicans here and allowing this to happen. This was foreseeable. And I do think it's kind of ironic that just a couple of years ago, we were worried about lithium and cobalt because, of course, we had the EV mandate. So we've got to have those batteries. Now, what is it? The rare earth minerals, because those are a national security risk for our military industrial complex.
You didn't look at lithium. One of the largest mines in the world was in Afghanistan. Yeah. We had it in our hands. We could have, done all kinds of stuff, cut a deal for it. We should have kept it.
Joe gave it away.
And again, I think that's why he pulled out in the middle of the night. So
actually,
it could fall to the Taliban, i.e. the Chinese. And we found out later they already had a multi-billion dollar deal the Taliban did with the Chinese to control that
mine.
I would
go so far as to say Joe didn't give it away. He sold it.
He sold it. Yeah, no, I believe that. Yeah. I think it was treason. I think Hunter sold it.
Well, yeah.
Whoever operated
the
auto.
And then Joe got a cut for the big guy. So.
And he got an ice cream cone.
Yes, exactly.
That's what he got. So we have so much time to make up for here. By the way, Lee, here's the crazy part. Who was it that pioneered, oversaw, signed the executive orders for, and signed the bills for the natural gas boom that's keeping us afloat? Do you know who that was?
No, tell me.
Which president? Take a guess.
Oh, Trump.
No.
Okay.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There was a time when Democrats understood that. George Bush came in and put most of that off limits. Huh. Obama picked it up.
Wow.
I didn't know that. I read that recently. I had no idea. I was like, what, Bill Clinton?
Yeah, really?
So that was a trick question, to be honest with you. I didn't know that either until I read this article.
Okay, well, that makes me feel a little better.
I mean, it's shocking, right? So, I mean, the real damage came from Bush. And it just continued forward with the Democrats. The Republicans need to get their rear in gear, too. They need to help Trump instead of blocking his nominees. They need to find something useful to do with their time in Congress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yow! Love you for the money. Love that song. It's on my weight list, lifting list. Gets me fired up so I can, you know, do the next rep. I hate lifting weights. Despise it. My daughter's been dragging me to the gym, though. All right. Folks, I want to play some of this with you. It started with, of all places, Newsweek. They did an AI search for initiatives, programs, plans, things like that. In other words, load of work that presidents have done throughout history. And it really would take AI to scan all this or a really massive research effort. And Newsweek a few weeks ago said something pretty profound. And by the way, it was written not by one of their guest contributors. Sometimes they'll let conservatives contribute. No, it was their management. So we haven't seen a president like Trump since FDR in terms of sheer productivity. Just society changing stuff. And it was a positive article. They didn't like everything he did. But it was a positive article. Now, it's PBS. In fact, this says a lot given the fact he just defunded them. Take a listen to this. They're talking about and this is so true, the difference between the first Trump term and the second Trump term. You know what happened? He took the blue pill. That was straight out of the Matrix. Even Trump didn't understand how bad it really was with our country. He had to live through the terror, and I'm sure it was terrifying, of facing 700 years in prison and the people he appointed digging through Melania's underwear drawer after raiding Mar-a-Lago for the crimes Joe Biden actually committed with classified documents to really, really get a snootful. And I'm glad he did, because this Trump didn't like the other Trump. Here's PBS admitting that.
The difference between the first presidency and the second Trump presidency. The first Trump presidency kind of came and went. It was rather ephemeral in its effects on the country, despite what we all saw at the time. This one, he's making more radical changes to the country and to the White House that'll live well beyond his presidency.
Right. And I think part of it is because he now knows how government works. I think one of the things that really is the key difference between the first term and the second term is that he had a whole host of characters in the government that were trying to stymie his efforts to radically change the country. He's now surrounded by people that are fully supportive of his agenda and helping him do it.
Right. I mean, there's one final question to you, Tyler, as the author of a book about the race. It seems very effective thing to do to be president and then be off for 4 years and plan the next 4 years. Yeah, it turns out in retrospect.
Yeah, he's way more effective at accomplishing his agenda with having that time out of office, because a lot of his aides, Russ Vogt, those sorts of officials spent their time out of government planning for this term. And so what they've done is an onslaught of executive orders in the first 6 months that accomplished a lot of their goals very quickly, because he knew what they wanted to do.
Right.
But it doesn't, that was profound. You know what it shows? They're always going dictator, dictator, Hitler, 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 fascist, blah, blah. But deep down they know. Maybe not so deep down. They probably talk like that behind closed doors and they're in a panic. I mean, here they were trying to destroy the country, thinking they had won and we were defeated, and they showed us who they were. They let the veil slip. They did it too early, and that was a massive error. Massive. Now, of all people, Chuck Todd. Yeah, that Chuck Todd. Former MSNBC moderator, podcast host, making the rounds now, compares Trump to FDR. This happened yesterday.
How do you see him specifically as it relates to how impactful he has been historically?
Well, I don't think we've had anybody have this much impact on the country since FDR. So I think when you look at it, you know, and that's what us, I mean, mm-hmm. for culturally in particular, certainly in how even our politics is conducted in that sense. I think the question is, does he have impact on policy for decades to come? But I think culturally in particular, and certainly on our political identity, I think he's had, not since FDR, we had this kind of a president with, look, he wants to involve himself in everything. FDR involved himself in almost everything.
Including the commander's name.
Including who the CEO of Intel should be. I mean, you know, these are things that you and I know the previous Republican Party how dare government tell business what to do?
Yeah.
And yet there's almost an acceptance. There's no outcry. Yeah. Right? So that's real change.
Yes, it is. It's real change. And they're beginning to recognize this guy is not just having success after success, some failures too, some challenges we laid out in the last segment, but mostly successes. These are society and culture changing successes that are going to reverberate, particularly if it continues with them into the future. In other words, they're going to create expectations by Americans. Texture rates, Tara, it's the red pill, not the blue pill. I'm sorry. Got that wrong. You know, Matrix Neo, the pill. Yeah, he took the pill, the one that shows you what's real, what's not real. By the way, we're going to dive into some of that next. Holy cow, what's coming out? Russia collusion. They're in trouble, folks. They are. And look, a lot of you want the weight of it to drop like a ton of bricks all of a sudden on their heads. It doesn't work like that. It's going to be weeks and months of drip, 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 drip. It's going to add up to something. And you can see that with two things that have come out in the last week. I'm going to lay one of them out. Last night's a bombshell. You get a look at how they operate. It's terrifying, folks. We can't live in a world with a deep state like this. We're not going to make it. We're simply not going to make it. But the good thing is, the truth is percolating. It's coming up now that we are beginning to maintain and gain some control of these agencies, the DOJ, the FBI. Not full control. We don't have that yet. But we're getting the truth. And oh, Katie, bar the door. I have that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Holy moly. New study by the Center for Immigration Studies. An unprecedented decline, never before seen, of 2.2 million in the total foreign-born or immigrant, so that's legal or illegal, population, wait for it, between January and July of this year. So the most recent stats that I had were, remember, from the New York Times, New York Post, have been talking a lot about them, and gosh, they're almost 2 months old now. And that was that a million foreign-born, according to the New York Post, that was their number. New York Times had it at almost 800,000 had dropped out of the workforce. Well, in other words, they've self-deported. They're gone. So this is the latest analysis of that. 2.2 million total foreign-born or immigrant population gone between January and July of this year. They continue. We preliminarily estimated the number of illegal immigrants has fallen by 1.6 million in just the last 6 months, likely due to increased out-migration in response to stepped-up enforcement. Folks, it makes perfect sense. The largest ever documented blue-collar wage increase in U.S. financial history. And I always have to put the caveat, we've only really been keeping these stats for about 60 years, faithfully. So it's, you know, usually 60, 65 years, say 70, just to be safe. So we don't know before that, but we also didn't have open borders before that. Not in the modern era anyway, maybe in the Wild West. Wow. Folks, that is why we had the largest wage gain ever. For blue-collar workers. No other president has ever put up a wage gain that passed and that big. Just even that big, 1.7% gain. I mean, that would be huge. Like, if you did that over a presidency, you would take credit for that. Trump did it in 6 months. And keep in mind, understand, and I know some of you guys text are coming in, people saying, well, it's only 1.6, Biden led in 12. Yes, yes, yes. But it took a few months for Trump to really get up and running and for them to see he's serious. Like, is this for reals or is it going to be like the last Trump administration? So, you know, when you're talking a bulk of this, we're up to 2.2 million, 1.6 million 6 months. I mean, 2 months ago, the numbers, I mean, it's like 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, the numbers that were coming out were like a million. Now it's, you know, we're 1.6, 2.2. I mean, dang. Wages are rising. They're rising. And folks, listen, here's another way to put this. This is, again, not just a record gain period in blue collar wage. You got to understand, blue collar wages have been falling since the 70s, you know, when adjusted for inflation, whether they measure them as buying power, you know, against the price of goods or inflation, which is another way to measure them. They have been falling. I mean, there have been little blips where they go up, but they've pretty much been falling compared to everybody else. So there's been a 26% loss of wages since the 70s. And that's conservative. I got that off NPR. It's probably double that because liberals lie. Think about that. They were stealing from us the whole time. They were using the illegals to artificially, uncapitalistically, by breaking the law, suppress our wages. This is a huge, huge issue. And then when Americans wouldn't work for wages, because of course they weren't, these were not market wages. That's not capitalism. When you import millions of people to suppress wages by artificially inflating the labor pool, that's not capitalism. And then they were telling us, oh, Americans won't do the work. Well, not for those wages. That distorts the whole market. Americans will do it. They will. And one of the numbers from last month, I just want to read to you guys, because this just goes to show you this whole idea, oh, Americans won't do it. Bull crap. 383,000 American-born got jobs. This was just last month. 1.5 million left the marketplace, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics, since April. So we're picking up these jobs. We're doing them. We are. And this.
Now, the president also announced America's median family income has surged since his return to the White House. This is $1,174 higher. And, you know, we saw the economy do really well under President Trump's first term. And to be clear, despite all the concerns about tariffs now, we still have seen
$1,100 on average median income gain. That's what happens when we have a real labor market, not one in which we break the law to artificially flood it. Now, we've just got to defeat the deep state, because this is all they have, folks. They don't want to help Americans. When you don't want to help Americans, when you want to hurt America, when you hate America, guess what? You try to crush America, no one likes you. So they've got to do sneaky things like this. This is incredible. Adam Schiff has got to go to prison. And look, he was a Congress member, like a Congress rep, when he broke all these laws. I mean, this guy is just giving out classified data like it's candy. And he was rewarded for that in all of his lies. He would go on TV and claim he'd seen the Russian intel that, you know, Trump was a Russian stooge and he was working for Putin. He'd seen it, boy. He drove a lot of this fake Russia collusion hoax. Listen to this. Breaking from America's Voice News, and everybody's carrying it who's an honest journalist, which means not the mainstream media. Cash Patel just put out a bunch of documents. Listen to what they show. Adam Schiff, as head of the Intel committee, so he had access to all this classified data. Listen to what he was doing. Schiff okayed leaking, that's illegal, classified intel to hurt Trump. But listen, a career intelligence officer who worked for Democrats has turned whistleblower. He was working for Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee. He worked there, forget this, for more than a decade, repeatedly warned the FBI beginning in 2017, that then Representative Adam Schiff had approved leaking classified information to smear then President Trump over the now debunked Russiagate scandal. Stop. Hold on. Let's read that line again and marvel in the criminality, not just by Schiff, by the FBI. Let's read it again. A career intelligence officer turned whistleblower who worked for the Democrats. This guy's a Democrat. Who worked for the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee for more than a decade, repeatedly warned the FBI, beginning in 2017, that then Adam Schiff had approved leaking classified information to smear then President Trump over the now debunked Russiagate scandal, according to bombshell FBI memos. So, leaking classified data is what? It's a crime. The FBI has been warned by the whistleblower this crime is going on since 2017. What year is this? 2025. And they have to say the FBI has the same reaction they do to Hillary's crimes. They just classify them. They just classified it. They just classify our crimes. We'll roll right on. The FBI 302 interview reports obtained by Just the News state that the intelligence officer, a Democrat by party affiliation who described himself as a friend to both Schiff, now a California senator, and former House Republican Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, considered the classified leaking to be unethical, illegal, and treasonous, but was told by the FBI not to worry about it because Schiff believed he would be spared prosecution under the Constitution's speech and debate clause. Let me translate. No, I'm going to fix that. Schiff believed he would be spared prosecution under America's dual justice system, because if you break the law to hurt Trump, it's A-OK, okie dokie. Do you remember, I'm going to pull this, Trey Gowdy asking James Comey, who was then head of the FBI, that's who this would have been reported to, and Christopher Wray after that over and over and over again, is there going to be any prosecution of these leakers? And Comey's like, no. Okay. Let me bottom line this for you, folks. Forget what the mainstream media is saying. This is going to take a little bit of time. He's in trouble. Hillary's in trouble. FBI is in trouble. They're in big trouble. We got the goods on them. And we're just in the denial phase where the media thinks they can black it out, obfuscate, and misdirect attention. I can't stop it. Not as long as we have X. We get the truth out to the people, which is why J.D. Vance is right. Donald Trump and Elon Musk need to put their differences aside and act like men, grown men, and get over it. Because we need X to be free and fair and uncensored. We need X protected from the Euroweenie censorship. I mean, just this article today, people weren't allowed to know things like this. This is, folks, this kind of crap is why the FBI moved its headquarters inside Twitter and Facebook and threatened the owners and started censoring. When you're doing stuff like that, when you're breaking the law at this level, which Schiff was, yes, but it took the FBI to help him. You got to control speech. You got to control speech. And they did. But not anymore, folks. Not anymore. Folks, I meant to spend more time on this day. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I do have to get this message through. Especially as your kids go back to school, your grandkids go back to school, be careful who you trust. Parents are very susceptible to going, well, you know, he's got a title, a great position. We met him at church. And surely someone like that couldn't. Oh, boy, do we have a list of them lately. Be a creepy child sex offender? Yes, he could. In fact, he sought that position to get access to your children. South Carolina Representative R.J. May just finally resigned. Yeah, he was swapping kiddie porn, including horrific shots, videos of toddlers being sexually assaulted. What a sicko. Yeah, federal charge is good. Hope he never gets out. He doesn't need to see the light of day. But he's exactly the kind of person parents are like, oh, he's taking an interest. Look, someone for my kid to look up to. Like this creep. Here's another one. It just happened. Former member of the Anderson County School Board, Board 1 District of Trustees, who was also the school safety and security supervisor. What a great position from which to abuse children for Anderson District 5. Exactly the kind of person a parent trusts. And he was a former lieutenant with the Anderson County Sheriff's Office. Caught in a truck with a 12-year-old. I love how he got access to him. Through his church. The church basketball program. Folks, why do I say this? I spent a year with these. I went through sex offender counseling. I was there every week. And the sex offenders who were in it did not want to be. They were ordered to be by a judge. And I learned two things that parents should know. Two things that really shocked me. Thing number one, I thought they were in sex offender counseling. And I did it as a reporter so I could write it up to help parents know like what to look for, that kind of thing. But first thing that surprised me, I figured they were there to get over their attraction to kids. The first thing I learned, you can't. It's as hardwired into you as me being a heterosexual is. It's only to help them manage it so they won't hurt anyone. Whew. That's scary. Thing number two, they would openly talk in sex offender counseling, and I wasn't allowed to use their names, about the effort, the immense effort they went to or had gone to get near your kids. One of their favorite things to do was to seek trusted positions of authority in churches. Let me emphasize that, in churches. It was just the easiest, most obvious place to go. Churches always need volunteers. That's what this guy did. Picked up the 12-year-old, go take him, go play basketball. I bet dad thought, wow, this is so great. A nice man from the church taking interest in Junior. Oh, he took interest in him, and by the way. Yeah, he did, right there in the back of the truck. This guy. Y'all, let me read you his resume. Former member of the Anderson County School Board, school safety and security supervisor for Anderson District 5. Trust no one with your child.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it.
We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.